Unit 2. Lesson 5.
On time. Almost. Low. Truck. Guess. Rock. Let out. Tire. Instead. Canton.
Exercise 1. Ying Tian had a problem this morning. He is telling Jun Hui about it. Listen and answer the questions.
Hi, Ying Tian. How are you?
I'm okay now, but Mum and I were almost late for my swimming competition this morning.
Why?
We drove under a low bridge, and suddenly we couldn't move.
Oh no, why not?
Our truck was too high to go under the bridge. Can you guess what we did?
No, I can't. What did you do?
Well, first we thought about putting lots of rocks on the truck to make it heavier.
That sounds like hard work.
Yes, especially as there were many big rocks beside the road, but only a few small ones. Then we had a better idea. We let some air out of the truck's tires instead.
You let some air out of the tires? Why?
The truck was a few centimeters lower after that. It was low enough to go under the bridge.
That was very clever.
Lesson 6. Exercise 1. Read about Newton and light. Match the paragraphs with the pictures.
When Isaac Newton, 1642 to 1727, was young, everyone thought that there were two colours in light, black and white. Newton liked to ask questions. He asked, "Is it true that there are only two colours?" At the age of 24, he said, "I don't think that is true. I guess that all colours are part of white light." He had to prove his guess. How could he prove it? He said, "I think that when white light goes through a glass prism, it will make different colours. I think that these different colours will make white light when they go through another glass prism." He decided to do a test. What did he learn? First, he learned that light has at least 7 different colours. Second, he learned that these colours make white light again. Newton said, "I will tell people about my test." Only a few people said, "I understand you." Fewer people said, "I agree with you." Today, everyone knows he was right.
Lesson 7.
Work. Turn off. Answer the phone. Invent. Alexander Graham Bell. Inventor. Invention. Watson. Word. Death.
Lesson 8.
Dinosaur. Bone. Scientist. Ancient. Giant. Greek. Gold. Beak. Must be. Griffin. Vietnam. Water buffalo. Across. American Indian. Hole. Shovel. Tent. Notebook. Event. Return. Doctor. Fossil. Confuciusornis. Technology. Expert.
Exercise 1. Where did dinosaur bones come from? Read the story and match the pictures with the ideas.
For hundreds of years, people have found dinosaur bones in many different parts of the world. But until scientists did tests on them, only a few people knew where these large bones really came from. In ancient China, people thought that dinosaur bones were dragon bones. In parts of Europe, people thought that they were the bones of giant people and animals. The ancient Greeks found dinosaur bones when they dug for gold. These dinosaurs had beaks like birds. The Greeks thought that they must be griffins. In Vietnam, people believed that a giant water buffalo carried the sun across the sky each day. They thought that dinosaur bones were the giant water buffalo's bones. American Indians thought that the bones came from giant snakes. They believed that these snakes dug holes in the ground and died in them.
Exercise 3. Listen to an interview with the famous scientist, Dr. Hong Yifeng, and write the correct dates in the table.
Hello. Today I'm talking to Dr. Hong. He works at the University of Science and Technology and is an expert on bird fossils. Dr. Hong, have you always liked birds?
Yes. I was born in Hangzhou in Zhejiang Province in 1957. When I was a child, Hangzhou was full of birds and animals. My favorite hobby was walking in the countryside, looking for new and unusual things.
When did you first become interested in bird fossils?
I was interested in fish fossils first. Then, in 1990, I found a large number of bird fossils and started to study them.
What is your favorite fossil?
In 1993, I was lucky enough to see the Confuciusornis fossil. The Confuciusornis was one of the earliest birds on Earth.
Where did you study science?
I studied at Tsinghua University in Beijing. Then, in 1995, I went to Europe to study.
What did you do after that?
In early 2000, I returned to Beijing to work. I hope to learn much more about the early birds and dinosaurs of China.